Tanner Struckman, Rick Windham, and we are pleased to have the National Weather Service. Chuck joining us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well.
Very good.
That forecast is happy, making everybody pretty happy this week. We've got a beautiful week on tap. But I suppose before we get to this week, we probably should kind of recap last week, which was, you know, a pretty stark contrast to what we're seeing this week. What were our snow totals that we finished out with last week?
Let me grab those numbers for you real quick.
Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like, I don't know, I don't even remember what day it ended. Do you, Rick?
It seemed like it drug out over like 3 days.
Yeah, but I know Monday was a big one. I feel like Tuesday we got a little bit.
About Wednesday it petered out, if you want to call it that. Stopped blowing.
Yeah, looks like. Sorry, just getting those numbers for you here.
No, you're fine. I put you on the spot. So
kind of stopped Wednesday night there, and you know, at the office we got a pretty fair amount. You know, we had about 6 inches on the ground at one point.
So. Okay, very good. Awesome. That's great moisture and pretty cold tip. Now, I know Rick and I were talking about this last week, too, that negative 23 at one point. That's
chilly.
We don't get that every year, do we, Chuck?
No, that negative 23 was actually a record. I can look that up for you real quick. That was on the 20th, we set minus 25. That was a new record. The old one was minus 19 back in 1959.
Oh, wow. A single day record, you mean, for that day?
Yeah, that was the single day record.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, or not good, I guess, for most people, because most people don't like negative 25 too much. But talking with Chuck here with the National Weather Service. But we've seen a change. And obviously, you notice it right away when you walk outside this morning. This week's going to be a lot different than last week.
Yeah, and to the better.
Oh, yeah. It definitely got some good upper-level support with that jet stream kind of shifting a little north. Going to bring some really nice warm temperatures in. Today, like North Platte, we're looking high of 67. Might even see 70 tomorrow, and then kind of just holding the 50s to 60s for the rest of the week. It's going to be beautiful.
Dry, though, again, it looks, I mean, we won't have much for moisture most of the week, it looks like.
Yeah, again, like you'd mentioned, it's going to be a pretty dry forecast. The one thing we're a little worried about, though, it's going to be kind of breezy this week. So could see some pretty strong gusts out of the north northwest, kind of, you know, west and north northwest. So with dry forecast, kind of breezy conditions, and these warm temperatures, could see some elevated fire weather concerns. So that's something we're going to be keeping a very close eye on this week.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we don't need any fires. We can just stop that right here.
Yeah, I mean that's hard to imagine when we got dumped with 6 inches of snow and we were negative 25 just a few days ago to turn around a week later. But you got to love Nebraska giving us fire weather conditions now this week. Are we turned to spring? Can we say that, Chuck? Or what listeners want to know? Looks like February is going to close out pretty strong, but is March going to give us full spring, or do we got to prepare for more snow?
Well, I think we're going to have this good Midwest fall spring kind of right now. One of the things we're looking at is looks potentially could be middle of next week, another system coming down, bringing some cold temps, maybe some winter weather concerns. So, and that would be kind of, you know, I think March 4th and 5th. But, you know, this range, that's still a little bit of uncertainty on timing. But so middle of next week, you know, going from nice back to winter.
All right. Well, okay.
Well, do what you can to stop that.
Very good. Well, I appreciate the time this morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining us from the National Weather Service. Always appreciate all your guys' work. And, hey, these forecasts you got this week, let's just stick with those the rest of the year. I love it. So thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And we will hope to try to keep these forecasts in the forecast.
There you
all right.
Go.
Take care.